The following podcast features topics discussed by geeks or under the supervision of nerds. Accordingly, Geek Life and its producers must insist that no one attempt to recreate or reenact any of the topics or bad impressions performed on this show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a podcast, if that's what you want to call it, brought to you by The Dorkening and Deadly Grounds Coffee. There, I said it.
He said the thing! He said the thing. Congratulations. You did
We will not bow down to any sponsors.
Little yellow.
That's right. It's like people coffee. Only do stuff because they get paid to do it.
Do you wake up constipated in the morning and need to take a shit? Deadly Grounds Coffee helps loosen you up.
Dude, I drink a lot of coffee, so I do poop a lot, though.
I haven't had any coffee for 2 weeks.
What is wrong? Wow.
I know, man, because I've been having those crazy ass headaches, so I had to like.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Take shit out of the equation.
Yeah, I'm trying to kick the old soda habit here, but I just can't do it.
I have on and off. It's tough. That's tough because I don't drink a lot of beer anymore, and I don't drink a lot of alcohol. All I drink is like caffeine.
Yeah, and it's a problem, man. I'm addicted to it, man. I'm like a crackhead when I see people with it. I'm like, what you got, man? You got that ice cold Coke? Mm.
I haven't had a regular soda probably in 3 months.
Wow.
You're doing good down there, man.
I've only done...
So all you drink is Dr. Pepper?
No, dude. I do Coke Zero, man. Coke Zero.
Yeah. If you can get used to it, more power to you, man. You know,
the last time I had a regular Mountain Dew, I was like, what the fuck is this shit?
Diet Double Dew.
You're fucking like sugar, man.
Matt came home. He looked at Shannon. He's like, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
There was some war battles off.
I didn't even finish it because it was so like it was so sweet.
She was all Which is funny because like spider monkey.
That aspartame stuff that they have in it is 10,000 times sweeter. So it's funny because they're like, oh, it's sweet. Sarah, she says that it's not just that the Coke is too sweet. She says it's almost like syrup.
Yeah.
She just can't do it.
I see a regular Coke. Like I'll drink a regular Coke like once a year, but it's got to be out of an aluminum can and it has to be fucking ice cold, almost to the point of freezing. And I have to down it because if I sip it and let that shit get warm, it starts coating your mouth, dude, and you can't finish it.
I like the 20-ounce bottle. That's my my choice.
We sound like a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
What I really like is a cup of weak tea.
Occasionally when I want to treat myself for the dinner, I get myself.
We go out for some mashed potatoes and
No, you gotta say like a true old person. We go out for some mashed potatoes.
Okay.
We go to the Golden Corral and
still open?
They were open.
Me and the wife go down to the fancy restaurant, the Golden Corral. Maybe you heard of it.
I gotta tell you guys something about the Golden Corral. They are underestimated for how good their steak actually is.
Thanks, dude. Like
it's not bad.
I'm sure a lot of people will give me shit, but cooking a steak is fucking hard to fuck up, dude. It's salt and pepper on both sides. And then you just fucking brown it, dude, for 3 minutes, flip it, 3 minutes, flip it, 3 minutes, flip it, 3 minutes, flip it.
I like it with a little butter, too.
And some garlic. Butter, you don't have to.
But you don't have to, depending on the cut of meat. But
salt, pepper, garlic are your best friends with beef.
Garlic butter.
People was like, how do you like your steak? Fucking well done. What?
Yeah, man.
Get out of here, dude.
That's how you tell them Californians when they're like, I like it well.
No, because they'll eat asparagus.
Yeah.
That too. They're like, do you have any wheatgrass?
Do you have any cauliflower patties?
That is the one thing I don't eat is cauliflower. I just don't like it at all.
Dude, that's just vegetables lying. And I don't like lying.
Vegetables lying.
Cauliflower is the best, dude. Cauliflower is the best with other things that soaks up the flavor.
Cauliflower is the best when it's in the garbage.
Yeah, you just take it and open the trash and throw it directly in. That is the proper way to prepare cauliflower.
Any anytime people try to give me cauliflower shit, I do the Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
And I just put it right in the trash and I'm like, can I have another?
Crazy, dude.
I look at someone and I'm like, are you trying to fucking kill me?
So okay, fine. What's one vegetable you do like?
Corn.
I like all vegetables, like
sugar,
artichokes, you know, asparagus, arugula, vegetable.
Like, I eat like two or three pieces of asparagus and my fucking gout flares up, dude. It's like,
it's terrible. It's terrible for your gout. Absolutely. But it's delicious.
I don't eat
it's great with like a little olive oil and sea salt. Mm.
Wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that too. I don't need the bacon. Did I ever tell you guys I'm not like, I prefer ham to bacon? Okay. I know it's not a popular opinion, but it's mine.
God,
I'm the SpongeBob meme. All right, I'm up out of here.
Nah, I'm a head out. You don't like that?
Oh man, dude! Did you guys read? I read yesterday that the amazing Jonathan died.
Yes, I saw that.
Yeah, and was it Sally Kellerman today?
What if that's just a trick and he's going to come back to life?
No, that's what everybody thought he did in like 2014. He came out and said he only had a year to live because he had a heart condition. And it's been what, six, eight years, right?
That's the trick.
The longest trick ever.
Yeah. I have to admit, I really like the guy. I think that he was incredibly funny. And I love the Comedy Central stuff that he did in the 90s.
Yeah, dude. That's what I remember him, his hand gimmick where he's bleeding all over the place, where he's like, his eye pops out and stuff, dude. And it's a signature bandana look, you know, kind of like he always looked the same, dude.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. I liked him because he was a bit edgier than like Penn and Teller. So, and
I don't know about that, dude. I mean, they're pretty fucking edgy.
Well, he was kind of bleeding everywhere. So,
I mean,
it's like Guar, dude.
But like they transcended like comedy, dude, and like
they're like philosophers, you know,
and magic, and they transcended, like they're like kings, dude, and that shit.
You like those guys? You like Penn and Teller?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
I kind of like Penn and Teller. They're not my favorite.
I like Bullshit was good. You know, they're
here, dude. One person that a lot of people don't like that I always liked was Carrot Top.
You think a lot of people liked Carrot Top?
No,
really?
No, a lot of people don't like Carrot Top. I said a lot of people don't like him.
Well, that's like he's in the same group as Amazing Jonathan.
Yeah.
Vegas prop comics.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Amazing Jonathan was a little bit more than that, you know, and he was a magician, you know, because he was really good with sleight of hand, which Carrot Top's not really a magician.
Carrot Top's okay. I mean, I was a big Gallagher guy because I grew up watching Gallagher, and I always thought his jokes were really funny. And then when he gets to the end and he does the sledge-o-matic and just beats the shit out of stuff, like, I love that too.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like that.
I mean, I have a whole list of comedians that I like, but yeah, as far as prop comics and magician comics.
Prop comics like Jimmy Fallon? No, I'm just
kidding. Jimmy Fallon. Dude, he hasn't been funny since I was a kid when he was on The Man Show. That was the last time he was funny.
Oh, that's Jimmy Kimmel, but still.
Wait, which one did you say?
I said Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, Jimmy Fallon. He's just never been funny.
Yeah. No, I was going to stop you. I was going to stop you there because it's like, I think his thing is he wasn't really funny, but he was likable. And that was like the whole thing where they're like, well, you know, don't tell him he's not funny. You know,
I mean, he's not like a guy that I'm like, I want to fucking punch you in your face when I see you.
He's not a guy you want to fuck. What'd you say?
Fucking punch.
Well, he didn't say that, Matt. He didn't say he didn't want to.
he's a pretty man.
I like him. I like him squinty and they talk funny.
I want him to be like giggly and like, like this. And Oh,
hey, you like your men breathy?
You still can't get a better skit with him and Horatio Sands, right? Don't they just like laugh?
Yeah, that was what Jimmy Fallon was known for in SNL.
Yeah,
him, character.
And yeah, just like he giggled the whole fucking time, dude. Yeah.
Horatio Sands starts drawing, and it looks like he's drawing a naked woman, and it's really like a bunny.
Dude, that's fucking genius. Horatio Sands was great, dude.
Yeah. Was
I love the movie Boat Trip.
Yeah, Boat Trip was funny. I mean, he was good in Road Trip.
Yeah.
I mean, it's we thought we were going to see him come back after the first season of The Mandalorian, but you know, now he's gone and gotten himself canceled for inappropriate relationship with someone who was trying to extort $70 million from him.
good, dude. Fuck
70 million? Does he even have a million, let alone 70 of them?
I'd be willing to bet that he had at least $1 million. I would just from in the movies that he's in and getting residuals and stuff like, because anytime Boat Trip gets played on CBS or TBS or anything like that, he'd be getting stuff.
Pennies on the dollar. It's not like,
like that. They get more money than that.
Dude, he's not,
you're thinking of like that Howard Stern deal with Sugar Ray. You know,
you got to think he does not have $1 million because you got to think, royalties are great. But when's the last time he fucking did anything that's going to pay it?
Mandalorian, I'd say.
That's a very small role.
I don't know if you get those for streaming service stuff, because that's the big problem with streaming. There's no royalties.
I'm sure they worked it out. I'm sure there's a weird pay scale now. You know, what the fuck do you think John Cena's worth now?
Oh, fucking millions.
I mean, it's like, good luck.
He's worth $70 million.
Let's see. Actually, I got the internet right here. Let's see.
Internet, I love you.
I got the internet. It's a new thing. I don't know if you guys heard about
it. Look up the newest issue of Family Circle. I want to see what little Billy's up to.
So John Cena net worth, they're saying he is worth $60 million.
$60 million? Okay.
$60 million.
Yeah, we're close, dude. What do you? I think he's gonna be. What's the Rock word?
Oh, like shit.
100.
240.
I'm guessing 150.
I'm thinking he's worth double.
I think he's over 200. Yeah.
No, 120.
Dwayne Johnson's net worth. Oh fuck. Oh wait, no, that's what his films have grossed. What is his net worth? His net worth is estimated at 320
million.
Well, split the difference. Okay. So if we added yours and mine, all right. How much for the guy from Battleship with no legs?
There's another website saying his net worth's 800 million.
I don't think it's
Maybe that's worldwide. I don't know.
No.
Yeah, look up the guy with no legs from Battleship.
I don't know his fucking name.
I don't know. I love that guy. I'm just kidding. Don't really look.
He didn't do anything else, man. But did you guys finish Peacemaker?
Yes. Yes.
What do you guys think?
Oh, and by the way, Horatio Sands net worth. Net worth does not mean the money's in the bank. It just means you own shit worth up to that is $2 million.
Okay, there you go, dude.
All right. Well, hey, he's got me beat.
He's by got $2 million. He's got me beat by 1,999,999.
Yeah. Well, how much in turtles? How much in turtles does he have?
But dude, so yeah, Peacemaker, dude. Fuck. What'd you guys think of that cameo?
Dude, this is the good ending cameo. Was fucking fantastic, dude.
It was fucking
spoiler
awesome.
Alert, eh?
Fuck, spoiler. I think everybody's watching
it
now.
Say who?
No, we're gonna.
No, we're saying that so we can say who right now.
Dude, but skip ahead 5 minutes if you don't want to fucking hear it. But we got to see the fucking greatest cameo ever of fucking Jason Momoa and whatever the fuck his name is, The Flash.
Ezra Miller.
Yeah, Ezra Miller.
Fucking great, dude. Like
it was
unexpected. Like they mentioned him. We should you got to call him. That's all I think. It's as grounded.
Yeah.
And then like they fucking show up, dude. You see Superman. You see Wonder Woman. You're like, God damn, dude.
Well, dude, it's just great because you see the shadow the whole time, and I'm like, oh, they're not really there. And then like he walks past, I'm like, holy fuck, that's really Jason Momoa. Like,
holy shit, they used him, dude.
Yeah, because especially when he's like, fuck you, fuck fish. He's like, I hate that one.
I think it's so funny because like if they had like if they had actually like got into a fight, he would have wrecked him, you know, because like of Aquaman and all that, he would have absolutely destroyed Peacemaker.
I'm just surprised they didn't have a silhouette of Batman there.
Yeah, I was wondering that too. I saw the Instagram post of the guy that did Superman and the woman that did Wonder Woman. And I'm like, yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Well, like, probably because, you know, Affleck isn't Batman anymore. And then the Edward from Twilight, you know.
Pattinson, but that's a whole different, what they say, universe. So.
Well, still, I mean, they probably didn't want to put Affleck in there.
I did read something that, like, it was recent it was a Matt Damon interview where he interviewed Ben Affleck for Entertainment Weekly. And he had said like that he just did not feel comfortable at all doing the Justice League movie. Like he never liked it, never connected with it. It was not fun. He said, not just because of all the things that were going on, but like other stuff too. Hmm. So he's probably not going to do it at all anymore. Yeah, he doesn't like it.
He probably wanted way too much money or flat out just said no.
I would say he would probably come back for a standalone Batman movie, but I don't think he's going to come back for a Justice League movie.
No, he wants to do stuff like that movie, The Last Duel, where pretty much it's
sucked.
If you're looking for a good thing to fall asleep to, it was like that Gretel and Hansel movie. Yeah. It was the slowest paced thing that I've ever saw. And I'm like, wow.
They renamed it The Last Snooze.
Yeah, it's like Braveheart, only much slower. Much slower.
Do you think that they're going to do a season two of The Peacemaker?
Or is they've already been renewed.
Oh, really? Because they ended it in such a way that it was a solid ending. It was like cherry on top. Cool. Oh, he's seeing his dad now. Like, what's going to come of that? You know.
And Gunn is going to direct it and write it, or very least write it. But he's supposed to direct it too.
Good. I hope.
But yeah, it's already got renewed. So
I hope they don't fizzle out, man. Because it was that was refreshing to see that. The whole every episode was good, dude. Like,
it just goes to show DC is more suited towards doing these series. You know, with everything that they've done and been way more successful.
DC has to stop fucking trying to be PG, trying to be politically correct and all that, because that's why this was so good. It was not kid-friendly. It wasn't PC. They did whatever the fuck they wanted. It was fantastic.
That one, God damn it, dude. The one movie before this other one with Harley Quinn.
And Birds of Prey?
No, the one before that.
The Suicide Squad?
Yeah, dude, the first Suicide Squad. That movie just kind of fell flat, dude. Because, I mean, they tried a little bit of the humor, but it was still wasn't dialed in like Peacemaker. Like you said, they were trying to be edgy, but PG as well. Yeah. So a lot of that shit didn't make any sense. And it was just like, it was like a swing and a miss, dude.
Well, but they knew what they were doing, though. Because you had Harley Quinn and you had Will Smith doing Deadshot, and it's like, well, that shit works.
Well, the problem is Warner Brothers, dude. They try to be too PG. Because, I was reading a thing with Colin Farrell with this new Batman movie. They wouldn't let him smoke. They wouldn't let Penguin smoke a cigar.
Dumb.
Like, that's just fucking retarded.
What made the second Suicide Squad so much better was the element of this, the humor, the cut and loose, it was just out there, dude. And it just fucking worked, dude.
Yeah. Like when he's like, I would eat a whole bag. I would eat this whole beach full of dicks if it meant for freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. and then maybe that's not in the comic books, but dude, that's what makes movies work. And that's what kind of like separate. You can't have that kind of just like, you know,
people want different from the Marvel movies.
And it's very Kevin Smith like too, Peacemaker.
Because the problem with what Justice League was trying to be and all that was they were trying to be Marvel. They were going, oh, how can we be Marvel?
You can't.
And the great thing about Peacemaker was they're like, fuck it, we're gonna do whatever the hell we want, and it was fantastic.
And they owned it, dude. And I think it
showed the nitty gritty of like what a superhero really probably would be like in their day to day life, just like a fucking piece of shit bag.
I have to give a shout out to the family that he abducted. It's like, damn it, Cheryl! It's like, shut up, Leo! Or she ends up in bed with him and like vigilante and all that.
Yeah, that was good shit, dude.
That was pretty funny.
That movie with Will Smith kind of hit on that a little bit. What's that?
Oh, one? King Richard. Yeah.
No, the other one. Where, you know what I'm talking about?
Superhero
movie he's in?
Suicide Squad?
No,
Gemini Man?
No, the other one. Where he's like the shitty superhero where he's like
Hancock.
Oh, Hancock. Yeah.
So it kind of
hits. That's an underrated movie, man.
It hits on that day to day, like what it's like to be a superhero, the burnout, you know.
We weren't ready for that movie when it came out. It's like we're probably like if we were to go back and do like a second look at it now, we'd probably be like, yes.
And Jason Bateman's there. I watched it not too long ago, and it was actually really good.
I like Charlize Theron in it a lot.
Yeah,
I think you like her in anything.
That is absolutely true. I liked her in Ian Flux.
You don't like her in Monster?
Yeah, I do.
When she was all ugly, it kind of turned me on. She looked like a regular woman I could get with.
I'm like Family Guy. Oh, no one finds power sexy. Margaret Thatcher. Yeah. So Peacemaker, some notable, pretty funny things. One of the things that got me going was Diebeard and all that at the end where he's trying to go and save everybody and he breaks his leg. It's so funny. Again, there's just like a lot of good parts, and the characters are pretty likable, like surprising. How about that scene with the iPad where she's trying to show the scene and there's a beaver pick? Oh man, it was like just my type of humor.
Well, dude, it's just the fucking toilet humor when she's trying to apologize and he's sitting there going, oh.
Yeah, exactly. The whole time. Stop, we're not doing that anymore. You're really my best friend after Eagly.
That it just makes me want to hug an eagle, dude.
I you should try that and put it on a video, man. That'd be amazing. Imagine if you could.
I'd probably get a towel into the chest.
Yeah, I imagine.
Or your eyeballs pecked out, one of the two. But it'll be entertaining to fuck watch.
That would be very close to Jackass, wouldn't it?
When I was in Vancouver like 2 years ago, they have a huge like eagle sanctuary, like, but it's not really that. But we were walking and there was just like hundreds of fucking bald eagles just flying, dude, and like landing in trees and squawking and like swooping down and like picking up fucking tree limbs, dude. And like, it was crazy, dude.
Well, for your next Duo Finds video, you got to be like, this is Matt. I'm Matt, and this is the eagle hug.
Brought all this bird seed. They don't eat bird seed. What am I going to do with all this bird seed?
I'm Matt, and this is Freedom Pants.
Oh.
Fucking puts the bird seed right by your jump. There you go.
I don't know about that.
Meep, meep. Beep, beep, beep. That's a good one. Yeah, Peacemaker's a win, man. I think I'm going to watch the series again.
Yeah, it's a win for season one. There.
Dude, because they got a lot of people's money for it.
Yeah. So on that note, let's jump to the one that has mixed reviews of something that just came out, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Matt, you didn't watch it yet. So
I didn't just watch it, but let me just start. Like, I love the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's just something about that movie that sets the tone for every other horror movie. And it kind of paved the way for slasher movies. You know, it kind of set the scene and kind of like, it's the compass for all their movies. I love that movie. I don't really like any other Texas Chainsaw Massacre movie. The Next Generation with Matthew McConaughey, it has its funny parts. You have your notable characters. And then there's always bits and scenes from the remakes that you kind of like, you know, because I've seen them all. And I've heard that the new one is really good and really bad, but it has great kills. That's what I heard.
I've never seen the original one. Like
the original one is great. It is a classic. This one let me just start out by saying, okay, when I watched this, I had such high hopes. I saw the previews. I was like, okay, this looks good. I watched it. Now, I will say this. It totally tried to copy Halloween Kills. In exactly tying it all back, I'm like, fuck, they just took Halloween Kills.
Get out of my brain, Justin.
they fucking tried to bring back Halloween Kills with this fucking same premise and bullshit. The kills are great. I loved all the kills. But the fucking story is the absolute worst.
Yeah.
It is so fucking stupid.
That's what I read. And this is a direct sequel to the original movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
that is true. Yeah.
The girl who survives.
Well, don't give away that part. I mean, this came out a week ago, so.
It's all right.
Don't tell them who it is.
No, I'll say this. Okay. I'm fucking, dude, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You're not going in going, oh my God, you ruined the story.
Yeah.
Well, I just meant for Matt. I wasn't thinking about the listeners.
So the one who girl survives from the first one is like a Jamie Lee Curtis type character.
She's a sheriff now. Her job is to hunt him. But the fucking scene, Matt, you can cover yours if you don't want to hear it, where she fucking encounters him, literally walks up to him. He's sitting in a bed, has a shotgun in her hand, could fucking just blow his brains out in 2 seconds, stops and goes, say my name. And I'm like,
Is it the same?
Fucking kidding me.
Is it the same actress who played her?
I think it is. Yeah,
it is.
Oh, wow, that's cool,
dude. But literally, he just stands up and walks out of the room. And
she looks all right for 100 too,
dude. But I'm gonna say her kill scene fucking had me rolling laughing, dude, because it was one of those ones where every time you're like, dude, she's fucking like he's hanging her up with the chainsaw, fucking
killing. Oh yeah, it was sick,
and,
dude.
And she just keeps coming back, like she fucking shoots him. No. I was like, I'm waiting for the end for like when they're hugging, for her to like come up and like start hugging him too. Like, I'm not dead yet.
God, I'm a big fan of being in like a particular headspace when you're watching a movie, and it's like you either like it or don't. Maybe it's sometimes the crowd you're in. I don't know what the deal was, but I start watching this thing about 1 o'clock in the morning last night and stopped, and it's like an hour and 33 minutes, right? I don't know what to tell you. But I like this movie. And is it like Halloween Kills? Absolutely. It is nearly identical in terms of so many things, including the ending. The only thing I don't like, and Justin, you can probably agree with me, the only thing I don't like about this is it makes the exact same mistake Halloween Kills makes.
Yep.
Didn't like that part at all. But otherwise, I'm like, you know what? I enjoyed the crap out of this movie. And like you said, the kills when she's in the bus, you know, the one I'm talking about with the bus in the window.
Yeah.
Fucking genius. Yeah.
I mean, it was good, but
it was entertaining. That's the whole thing.
The sheriff woman, I forget her fucking name, but I'm watching this with the girlfriend and I'm cracking up. Cause she goes, why? I'm like, cause I picture, Sam Jackson and Loaded Weapon where she's like, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him. Shoot, and he's just shaking and he can't shoot. I'm like, that's what I'm picturing in my head, like she's doing, because they're all like, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, shoot him.
Well, he did. I mean, he got shot like a bunch of times, so
he did, dude. But I'm still like, that was like, just her role was stupid.
They had good final girl stuff, you know, and I mean, they tried to do some other stuff with plot devices that just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They had a lot of Mr. X like in the very beginning of it. The plot was incredibly loose, you know, like you think about it, it's like, oh, we're trying to gentrify this you know, small Texas town. It's like, oh, okay. They picked out something that anyone who likes tradition, like people who are fans of an old movie and don't want to see that movie fucked with, are literally the people that they're trying to troll. And they're like, oh, I hope all these people fucking die. Like, literally. So I'm like, all right. So literally you just brought a bunch of fodder to be slaughtered. Okay. So, let the games begin.
It's supposed to be Leatherface from the original movie. How old is he? Like 80?
Dude, he's old as shit.
It's not Gunnar Hansen though, because he's dead, right?
No, and I'm just saying it's supposed to be like,
it's supposed to be him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 60 years later.
Yeah.
Jesus, dude.
But yeah, like literally, well, I mean, Matt, you live in Austin. He kills a bunch of fucking hipsters from Austin.
Yep.
Oh, really? That's the thing of it.
That's
exactly what it is. Yeah.
That's the story.
I'm like, I live an hour from the original gas station where they filmed the first one.
Yeah, but yeah, the premise is a bunch of hipsters from Austin who I'm going to guess are probably originally from California, want to buy this small town and gentrify it, and Leatherface kills them all.
I think they're like New York people.
I don't fucking know. They're a bunch of fucking hipsters.
There's barely any likable characters amongst them, so it's so okay.
I'm going to be am I supposed to be Leatherface in this situation?
Yes.
I guess so.
I think we're all Leatherface.
All I know, dude, is the redneck guy, I think, should have been played by Walter Goggins, and it would have been better.
I mean, clearly. I mean, and who is he trying to be? Charlie Hunnam? I'm like, I don't know. Like, who are you?
I was like, okay, you need to be Walter Goggins to fucking make this like weird, like redneck, like guy who works on shit in the town.
Show me your big teeth.
Well, I think it's like he works on cars in this small town. And I'm like, there's nobody there. Who the fuck are you working on cars for?
No, he was a contractor.
Well, I know he's a contractor, but why the fuck was he working on cars in there? It's like,
well, what do you do when you're not contracting?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you, man. It's one of those things where it's like, after seeing Halloween Kills, I thought this was just like kind of a knockoff of it in many ways. And I don't know how they could have done that without advanced knowledge of that film. Like, but
Halloween Kills in this
movie. I enjoyed it though. You know, I really did enjoy this movie.
I didn't. I liked the kills. The kills were great, but the story just lost me so much. Like the original, like the first Halloween kills, like when they brought, like originally brought back the first one.
Oh, Halloween. Yeah. The 2018 one. That was great.
That one was fantastic. Halloween Kills, I'm kind of putting in the same boat as Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It has its storyline issues. Yeah, the kills are cool, but it's one of those movies I'll watch it and I'll probably never watch it again.
Oh, my kid was like, oh, these kills suck. I was like, oh, wow.
Does it advance the franchise?
Maybe.
Kinda.
Maybe, because it ups his kill count like crazy, and then it leaves it on a cliffhanger, so...
Does it open the world to new fans?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Well, there you go. It's a success in my book, then. You got to keep it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could. I don't know.
It's better than the one from, like, 2001 with Jessica Biel. I think it's better than that one.
That had its moments, though, but it's, like, overall, it was just kind of like, meh.
Yeah, that's how this one is. Like, it has its moments. You're like, oh, shit, that's awesome. And then you have moments where you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's interesting because, like I said, there's not a ton of likable characters. The final girls are pretty good. I like the one. I don't know. She's got, like fluffy, curly hair and stuff like that.
I didn't like a single character in this movie. I was hoping they were all going to get
killed. I liked her because I'm like, oh, you wait. She's going to flip and she's going to attack him. And sure enough, and I'm like, man, but it's
all
like
she did was whine and bitch the whole movie. I'm like, please kill her.
Well, when you talk about like The Rock who like gets shot and falls off a building and all that, and he just like shakes it off. I'm like, that was these characters, like for sure. Cause this lady shot three times and then hit with a chainsaw and shit. And she's still going. You're like, what?
That sheriff chick, that dude, I was cracking up. Cause I'm like, this bitch is dead. How is she still doing shit? Like he literally chopped the shit out of her.
Yeah, no, it's like, she was cut in half and stuff. And she's like, yeah, she's kill him. One more thing. What?
Like, I also did this. I was like, Dewey, I've been halved.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's how she was. Like the girls were like, she's like, take my shotgun. You ever been cut in half with a machete?
Did you look and go, wrong kid died?
That's what I was like, wrong character died.
Yeah, I gotta say, I didn't find it to be like a complete waste of time. I thought it was like enjoyable at parts. It's not a great movie by any means, but it's like compared to what we're getting, I'll say this.
Cinematography was great. It had a good look to it.
Yeah, it did. It didn't look
cheesy. It didn't look campy. It was just the story. It was just,
you know what? Then if there's a lot of eye candy like that and a lot of good kills, I'm probably gonna lean out of the side.
Dude,
of
there's so many I'm good kills. Like
yeah, it's
I can't like, even begin to tell you like how creative they got.
And did they film it in Texas?
That's hard to say because.
Let me see. But yeah, it's not like Jason goes to space and all those. Because
if like they filmed it in Texas, you'll probably be getting a new YouTube video out of me.
Woo! You have to watch it first, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, I was gonna watch it this week. It just the week got up to me.
Sorry, there, buddy. It was filmed in Bulgaria.
Whoa, dude, that's weird.
The other Garia.
Wonder why.
It was filmed in Bulgaria. We're going to do the Texas Chainsaw Massacring.
Maybe I don't know. Maybe they had a good set. Who knows? Isn't that where The Hunt was filmed?
Probably.
Yeah. Like, we're not in America.
Welcome to Bulgaria. We're going to do a filming about Texas. It's a Texas movie.
Really big in Bulgaria and in the other Garias. I love it.
Good old I have a feeling in Bulgaria, they're like, why are you so afraid of a dude carrying a chainsaw? We have that every week here. It's Bulgaria.
So guys, I have to tell you, because last night I barely slept. Right, because I stayed up late watching this, and then I had to get up at 6. So I had like a weird fever dream. My fever dream involved reuniting the cast of Wayne's World, right?
Yeah.
And it was the weirdest thing because it was Dana Carvey, but in my dream, instead of Mike Myers, I played the part of Wayne Campbell, but Mike Myers was like on set advising me and stuff like this. Like he couldn't do it for some reason. And it became like this huge success and all that. It was definitely one of the most vivid and specific, like oddly specific dreams I've had in a long time. And it was all Wayne's World based.
Was the naked Indian there?
Of course. He actually was. I mean, you have to imagine that guy's dead by now, right?
The Indian?
Yeah, the weird naked Indian.
I don't know, man. Probably not.
I bet he is.
Now you're making me look up something else. Weird naked Indian.
He was probably like late 30s, early 40s.
And Del Preston was Captain Rick Ocasek or something. Or not Ocasek, but Captain Rick from the Phantom Menace. Good old Wayne's World 2. It's good stuff. Good stuff. So
his name was Larry Sellers.
That is.
And he is dead.
Damn.
He literally just died.
You fucking
December 9th, 2021.
I'm taking that shit as a win. It's a weird win, but I'm taking it.
On that note, I think we should just end the episode. Justin's saying, yeah, I'm taking the weird naked Indian's death as a win.
He knows what he did.
And we're canceled.
He sold poison milk to school children.
And we're canceled.
What do you mean, we, says Matt?
Crossing you off my list, dude.
Yeah. Boy, am I glad I called that guy.
All right, you guys got to talk amongst yourself for like 5 minutes. My dog's begging me to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Is this where we talk about wrestling?
Yes, yeah, talk about wrestling. Good.
No, we couldn't. I don't know shit about wrestling right now. I know it's still popular, and I know WWE just didn't they just get bought by Disney?
Kind of.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. I don't know.
I think it's like a rights thing, like a usage thing.
Well, so now they're going to be on ESPN or whatever because Disney owns that too.
Who knows, dude? But did Cody Rhodes left AEW, and he's supposed to go back to WWE.
That's the thing about those brothers, like the two of them, they just pick and choose and move wherever they want. You know?
Oh, man.
And Dustin Reynolds, man, that guy, I mean, he's been wrestling for at least 35 years at this point. It's just like the stuff that he does, it's like he's just able to keep going at it. More power to him, man.
He's in AEW now, and he said he doesn't want to go back to WWE. He's fine where he is. So he's
good.
Yeah, so
he's getting paid, right?
I'm sure he is, dude.
That's the thing. I mean, Gold Dust when it was like didn't he fight like they came out and fought like Undertaker and like I don't know if it was Ultimate Warrior or something, but it's like he's been there forever. It's crazy. I don't know.
Yeah, wrestling.
Hey, it's popular, man. It's still at like this height, and it seems to be where we're getting most of our actors nowadays. You know, we got The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin and John Cena now, whose star is on the rise.
And wrestling's probably where we get most of our STDs.
What do you mean, probably? That's where they come from.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you see that movie about Paige?
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie, yeah. With Nick Frost.
Nick fucking Frost. So, you guys, I'm talking about wrestling now?
Yeah, we just did it while you were gone, you know.
I can tell you guys. You, like, I come back and it's like, well, that's all I got to say about that.
Exactly.
You guys want to jump into Weekend Geek, dude?
Yeah, let's jump into the Weekend and the Geekin.
Go. Woo.
All right, fine. I'll fucking do it. I mean, so yeah, watch.
You usually start it, so.
Yeah, because I like to be first. You got a problem with that guy?
That's what she said.
Whoop-de-doo. You want to fight about it? All right, so yeah, I watched Texas Chainsaw Massacre, watched Peacemaker finale, watched The Kingsman finally.
Talked about that already.
No, we didn't talk about that movie yet. That was just a conversation we had.
So yeah, watched The Kingsman. I'll say this about the movie. It's a slow burn.
Really?
Yeah, it's not as...
Wow.
Is that the third one?
Yeah, yes. It's like the origin movie.
But really, and it's the first.
I'll be honest, the first half of the movie I was kind of bored with. But the ending gets Kingsman-like. So it's like, meh. Sorry.
Are there sword canes?
There are swords, but not canes. Actually, no, there is a sword cane. I take it back.
Any magnet fishing in it, or?
No magnet fishing.
Oh, okay, let's check
it. Gemma Atherton is in this one? I guess she and I have the same birthday. I would do her.
I take it Sarah's not in the room at the moment.
What if you on your birthday, dude, and you guys got pregnant and then had a kid on your birthday?
Okay, sure, whatever. I was just thinking of Family Guy. they're like, all right, so what are we gonna do about that? Hey, Lindsay Lohan.
And right after we hang up this podcast is when Justin finds out that Sarah was listening on the other side of the door. Justin was never heard from.
Why the hell is there a horse head on the floor?
What's this horse head in my bed, dude?
Yeah, what is that for?
Kingsman, it's a. I mean, you can watch it. You'll get you find out why they're called the Kingsmen and stuff like that. But.
But here's my comment to that. Who cares?
Yeah, no, dude. The first two movies were great, action packed from start to finish. This one.
Tell me, Eggsy's in it.
No.
What? Not even like a flashback?
No. Unless I was so bored, I just wasn't paying attention.
I do love Eggsy.
Yeah, no, it was.
No, Michael Caine either. Michael Caine, shoot your dog. No, we're in a movie, you're going to shoot your dog.
Yeah, you're not going to shoot your dog.
You're going to shoot your dog.
And actually, you know their slogan, manners maketh the man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that came from the villain in the movie.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Played by Voldemort.
No. Some weird dude. But yeah, it's an okay movie. I guess.
So it sounds like a schlockbuster. It sounds like, just maybe a miss. I like Digimon. Was it Digimon Huseman? I like him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's good. He's good in every movie, though.
Yeah, he really is. And I mean, I remember the first time I saw him in a movie, I'm like, I like that guy. And then he's been in everything since.
He's been in every superhero movie ever.
Actually, yeah. I mean, I think he has, because he's in Guardians of the Galaxy. He's in Captain Marvel. He's in Shazam.
Constantine.
Yep. Which I just watched that spoiler for my
weekend. I love that fucking movie.
Gladiator. Diamond.
Blood Diamond. Gladiator.
Amistad.
Yep. Those aren't superhero movies, dickhead.
Dude,
how do you define a superhero?
Gladiator is a superhero movie, bro.
Okay, bro.
Probably is. My name is Gladiator.
He was in Shazam.
Yep.
Captain Marvel.
Do the shocker.
He was in Tomb Raider.
He was in Tomb Raider. That's right.
He's been in a lot of good movies.
He's been in a lot of movies, too. Like, if you look at it, it's like, what does he have? Like 150 IMDb credits?
It's like he's an actor.
He's a freaking working actor.
There's actors.
He does movies and he like takes money.
Is he an actor or is he an actor?
An actor.
Well, I was going to say, there's actors and then there's some actors that just make shit movies. He was in Aquaman too.
Yes, Aquaman. That was the other one I was thinking of.
Yeah. But you get the kid from Badass or Kick-Ass, I mean, not Badass.
Wait, was he in that too?
Yeah, he's in this one. He has a very small role, but he's in it.
Yeah, it's the reason that he's probably in that is because this is part of that Millarverse. So Mark Millar that wrote Kick-Ass, he also wrote The Kingsman. Mm. So it's all part of that shared universe.
Yeah, it's like I said.
There's no Nicolas Cage there, pumpkin.
You know what a good universe is that we need to see more of? Fucking Evil fucking Dead, dude.
Yeah.
Well, we will, because that game is going to be coming out this year.
You know.
Yeah, but we need another movie.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
Well, I don't need a Bruce Campbell. I just need an Evil Dead universe, dude.
No, I think we should. It should be, this is my boomstick. It'll be like a documentary like type filming, like The Office.
Like The Office, yeah.
Yeah, but with Bruce Campbell working his job at
So what is Pink Fuck?
I want to see like his daughter like take the role, dude.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it'd be great to do one with
Didn't
him.
She where get he's killed?
Like, where he's doing like a doc, like a mockumentary, and he's like, "So, what is it like to save the world?"
I mean, the whole thing. I mean, if you think
thankless about fucking job, if you ask me,
the whole thing is kind of a mockumentary. Of
it is
really. I mean, it's kind of because they break that wall down a little, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. They could do. There's so many different ways they could do.
Next idea.
Next idea. Fuck you.
I like all those things.
It should be a rom-com.
Yeah, with him and Lucy Lawless. I would just like to see more Pablo and Kelly.
The Evil Love. That'll be the title.
I've seen some stuff kind of like that, I suppose. Well, I don't know. I'm with you though. Like it's good and it's a good universe, and the Army of Darkness stuff is coming back because I think that's going to be part of the game, is going back to like the middle ages and stuff.
Good. I think they need to bring back some 90s comic book shit with the Batman versus Predator and like fucking Evil Dead versus fucking Batman versus Predator bullshit and all that.
What's the Terminator? Who's the Terminator fight? Terminator versus
RoboCop, aliens, wasn't it?
Well, they did a RoboCop versus Terminator.
Versus RoboCop. I want to see that.
That was way better than it should have been. That was a freaking great book.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need that 90s shit right there.
That 90s shit, dude.
I think that would be a perfect pairing, you know. Yeah. And I mean, after what the last one we got with that, was it Dark Fate or something like that? The Terminator Dark Fate. You know, you're like, all right, well, it's not bad. It's not like Terminator 3 bad.
The last Terminator was horrible, dude. And he's like,
but that's what I'm saying. It's not like, Terminator 3 bad.
He's like, where do you see yourself in 20 years?
Doing your wife and your son.
Like, dude, and he's like, I have a wife. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
How does that work? It's not physical.
I told him my dick got shut off.
She was cool with it.
She gets stuff on me.
She wouldn't download Erection 2.0.
Oh my god! I don't know.
She left me on boyfriend 5.6.
I'm running.
Is that like an AOL disc? It's like 2.0.
Yep. She upgraded my firmware to Nagging Wife 7.1.
She updated
my god, shoot me now. If I ever download that, just shoot me now.
God damn.
That's like the ultimate virus. Oh my god. So now, what else did you do?
Now all the Terminator can do is just access Facebook.
This is the man I was supposed to kill, John Connor. Are you like, stalking John Connor on Facebook again? No.
He needs kitty videos.
Yeah, kitty videos. That's what takes down Skynet.
No, imagine I can only kill him once I get to 3,000 likes.
Oh shit. Yeah, wouldn't that be crazy? We're gonna do some sort of purge movie like that based on likes, right? Where it's like you live based on liked. Yeah that's
Could you imagine the Terminator? Go ahead and mash the like button.
Oh, that would be Running Man. Right? Awesome. Like Running Man now would be based on likes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Running Man would be a series of TikTok dance videos.
I just hate stuff like that.
You are just smashing it.
I've gotten old. Yeah, but that last
why
one.
Why couldn't you put me back in the movie with the girl with the three boobs?
Yeah, exactly. Which has already been remade, and they did it without three boobs. Yeah,
did it have the three tits in a new one?
No, it did not. Yeah, that's bullshit.
Oh, they did three dicks, though, right?
You know, Arnold was watching it. It was clearly like, "Where's the three boobs?"
So,
okay, so
I don't know if we talked about this, but did you guys see the Jurassic Park, the Jurassic World, like the last
trailer
for that?
Not feeling it, bro.
Nah, bro.
I'm totally watching.
Like, I was hoping it's gonna be more like a post-apocalyptic, like dinosaurs have fucking taken over. Like, we're hiding in sewers and shit. Like, that's not what happened. Like, we just live with the dinosaurs.
The velociraptors are running cocaine for Escobar now, or what?
Yeah. No, dude, they ate Escobar, dude. They are in charge now.
Under the assumed name Mr. Pilkington. But I've said too much.
Yeah, I got an FBI agent's like, clever girl.
they're all like To Catch a Predator, right? And it's Chris Hansen, but it's really a fucking velociraptor.
Condoms, six pack of beer, and a large pepperoni pizza. What are you thinking? Well, I thought it was 18.
Click, click. Click, click, click. Yes. I'm making the little rapper. The people can't see it, but so. Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I'm gonna see it. I'm hoping it's better than Fallen Kingdom. I'm a sucker for seeing those movies on the big screen. I think I've seen them all on the big screen.
I'm a sucker for Jurassic Park movies. I'm gonna watch it, but does it look good? No.
Well, I was just thinking, I've seen every single one of them because I saw three on the screen, and then I saw World on the screen, on the big screen, and I saw Fallen Kingdom at the drive-in. It's like a Star Trek movie. I'm going to see it in the movie theater.
I honestly just hope all the original actors have more than like a 5-minute like screen time kind of thing. I hope they actually use them.
It seems like it, you know.
Yeah. I just don't want like Ian Malcolm to be like, so yeah, life found a way. And then the movie ends.
Yeah.
So he's officially been in the most of them then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they got the whole cast back, but I'm just hoping they actually use them.
The kids?
I don't know if they got the kids, but I know they got all the doctors from the original.
Well, the kids were in one of the other ones, weren't they?
Yeah, they were in the third one. Yeah.
Like a fucking half a fucking second, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, bye.
Well, they don't act anymore. They gave it up.
maybe in this one they do it again, and like there's the kids are at the house and like the fucking velociraptor jiggles the door handle.
Nice, dude.
They're like, haha, I got a ring, I can see it's you. And that velociraptor stole my fucking package. They run out after him. It's a PS5.
Yeah, dude, you got fucking guys in the hood instead of doing pit bull fights, now they do velociraptor fights.
Well, I mean, that's the obvious progression, right?
Yeah. And then it's just going to progress to the fucking Boba Fett getting one of the velociraptors.
I thought that kind of happened.
That's what I'm saying. That's the progression.
Yeah.
Tatooine's really just LA in 2050.
Guys, I don't think that we actually talked about this, but they ruined Boba Fett, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They made
like,
Boba Fett
like the character is no longer cool.
No.
Yeah.
Cool things about him, but now it's like he's definitely your dad's character.
They took the coolness and the backstory they should have given Boba Fett, and they gave it to Mando, and it basically left Boba Fett without any characteristics.
Well, the thing about Boba Fett in all the original movies was he was like a stone cold killer assassin. Now he's just kind of like, yeah, I don't kill anymore.
I like puppies.
Yeah, yeah. No, seriously. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I like rainbows and puppies. Well, I meditate.
It explains why he's like that, staying with the tribe.
But still brought
him down. It gave him heart. He cared for those people. He feelings, you know.
So basically, it's like,
I get
Matt,
it.
It's don't kinda buy like, it. It's Matt's story right now. He moved down there. You know, he was very gun happy, all that. Now he's been hanging out with the Austinites, and now he doesn't like that. He doesn't want to kill.
What are you talking about?
It's your life story. That's why you're relating to it.
That's why Matt called me the other day, and he said, "Wah, wah, 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 wah."
What are you talking about, dude? I carry my gun everywhere I go.
Now he's like, I don't drink coffee because it's.
So, anyways, I started blasting.
He's like. I don't drink coffee anymore because, you know, it's inhumane. And I like wheatgrass shakes and waking up in the morning going for jogs.
He told me he was shooting at wheatgrass.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
It was on the kitchen.
Guys, are you done? Was that all you did? Watch like a watch.
I also watched Resident Alien and caught up on that show.
Good.
And then I caught up on Pam and Tommy, which if you haven't watched it yet, dude, fucking watch it. It's a great series.
Oh, it's a series. Oh, fuck that. I'm not going to watch that.
Dude, no, watch it. It is good. You'll binge it.
Fucking show. I thought it was just a movie.
No, it's a show, but it's dude, it's actually really good.
Crossing that one off my list.
Dude, don't even cross it off.
Oh, wow, he's got a list.
Dude, if you like Peacemaker, trust me, you'll like Pam and Tommy.
Show titties?
It does show titties.
I'm in. I'm back in. I'm going to rewire it.
I was out briefly, but down back.
I crossed it off halfway.
Yeah, especially I think not the first episode has a couple, has I think right. a lot of titties in it.
I'll watch it. Jack off.
Does it have as much ween as Jackass?
No, they don't show Sebastian Stan's dick.
Thank goodness.
But
you know what has a lot of penis, dude? That fucking Workaholics movie they did, that action movie.
Yeah.
It has got a lot of dick, dude. Like
they like
a dick. Lot of dick, dude. Like you see him like holding his dick and it's his real dick.
Is it a Righteous Gemstone?
Yeah.
Isn't that him, Adam Devine?
Yeah, he's in Righteous Gemstone. I caught up on that too. So I'm
that's like, a good yeah, fucking show, man. I didn't realize show. Eric Roberts is on that show now.
Yeah, he's in season two. He plays Junior, which is the dad's friend from back when he was a kid.
Our buddies in the Dork Thing just did a interview with Eric Roberts, so I was watching that. He literally has said that he doesn't turn anything down now. He's in like if anyone's got a movie for him, if they can get him there, he will do it.
Well, that's because he doesn't really have much else.
No, he says that. He just doesn't care. He's like, I don't care what it is. If someone needs my name to get a movie going, who am I to stop them? Well, I just want to work.
Yeah, well, there also comes a point where, like, I want a lot of money, like Nick Cage.
Yeah, he's not like that. He doesn't want I guess he's doing good.
Nicolas Cage has that same philosophy.
Well, like, dude,
Nick Cage, except for he wants money.
Like, dude, if I just happen upon, like, millions of dollars – there's ways to go about that to where you could do whatever the fuck you wanted for the rest of your life.
That's where he's at, man.
What I'm saying, and not run out of money, or you could spend it all in a fucking year, dude. So there's this ways to go. You could literally give me $2 million and I could live happily and do whatever I wanted for the rest of my life. It's all about investments and about keeping your cost of living down.
Yeah, well, that's like what Pauly Shore said he doesn't have to work. He said he was living fat, you know.
Matt's gonna take his $2 million and immediately invest it into turtles.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a lot of technodromes.
Right into fucking Bitcoin, dude.
Fucking Bitcoin is tanking right now.
It's tanking now, but it's gonna go back up, dude. It went up and tanked, and it's back up. It's coming back down. It's gonna go back up, dude.
The government wants to
I sold all mine, so. And when it starts going back up, dude, I'm gonna buy it back, dude, and I'm gonna fucking make some money.
No, dude, war's coming. Invest in Lockheed Martin.
Invest in.
You laugh. That's where I've just put my money in. It's actually
I like Sikorsky myself.
I'm like, who will make all the bombs? That's who I put my money with.
All right, dude. I'm gonna go, dude, because mine's short. My weekend geek is short.
Okay, go.
It's all about like clothes. So I found a 1982 Donkey Kong hat.
Cool.
It's written 1982 Nintendo. The stitching on it sucks ass, but it's 100% vintage. And I'm like so torn on if I sell it or not. Like, cause I can probably sell it for like $45-$50.
Oh, no, keep that shit.
Or I could keep it.
You know, it goes next to the Bulls three-peat hat.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I want to wear it. It's a cool fucking hat. I'll post a picture on Instagram so everybody can see it. And then 90s, dude, I found an Evil Dead repro shirt. I think it's from like 2001. It says Evil Dead across the front with him like holding the shotgun. Then on the back is like the quote from like the movie. Like it's a big long quote on the back.
Yeah.
Get some.
It's a pretty cool shirt, dude. And then I found another one from Army of Darkness, man. And that's an old one. I think it's from like 88. It's a Raglan.
Yeah.
Baseball three-quarter sleeves. Fucking sweet, dude.
Yeah, I saw that it was a baseball shirt. I'm like, that's pretty rare.
Cool fucking shirt, dude. And that one, I got it for a fucking steal, dude. And then you guys are both going to love this one. I found a fucking Hercules Kevin Zorbo shirt from 2001, dude. That fucking shirt is sick, bro. He's like holding the. He's got like a bow and arrow, and he's like looking at you. It's fucking sweet shirt, dude.
It'd only be better if it had Xena on it.
Yeah, I was hoping it had Xena on, but then I'll take the Hercules, man.
Yeah,
I used to fucking fall asleep to that show all the time back in the day, man.
And it's got a Bible quote on the back.
No, it doesn't. No Bible quote. I think Then I think I sent this shirt to you guys. I found that Goldberg shirt from like 98.
I saw that. Yeah. That thing looks like it's been through war.
Dude, it has. It's no sleeve.
It's seen a lot of beers.
It's seen a lot of beers. It's like paper thin. I'll wear it like I'm setting up, dude. I got it for a steal, dude. I got it for cheap, dude. So like, it's just, I'm going to wear it, you know?
That's pretty fun. Yeah, there's some cool shirts.
And then
I still have to get you those Batman sneakers. So I know, dude, I have them by my door.
I got the shirt sitting right there. I'll send it out maybe tomorrow.
I feel like you guys have been saying the same thing every show for the last month. I got a shirt for the Batman shoes. I have the shirt right here.
Yeah,
guys never do it.
We do. Yeah.
It'll go.
Hey, I'm probably going to Texas next month. I'll just take the shoes with me and bring the shirt back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, actually that probably works quite well. So
yeah, we can do that.
I'll have to bug you about that. So
And then I got one more thing, dude. I finally released that fucking YouTube video where I see Hoggle from Labyrinth.
I was super excited for that shit.
Yeah, I know, dude, and I had to give Justin a hard time and say, "Who is that? I don't know who that is."
It's okay.
You literally responded like I didn't actually know who it was.
Shameless plug, dude.
Yeah, the duel finds at the was it Unclaimed Baggage Depot?
Yeah, in Scottsboro, Alabama.
So they're not selling that, I take it.
Oh no, they have like a pseudo museum throughout the whole like store, and it's all like the coolest shit that gets lost that no one claims.
They have a dildo collection.
The dildo dinner is called.
Like that would be great. Like you walk in a room and it's all the dildos they found in luggage. It'd probably be a fucking.
It'd be a lot, dude.
You think they clean them?
Every fucking storage locker I fucking find has dildos in it, dude. There's a bag of porn and fucking dildos.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like standard fare.
Fucking porn bag, you know?
Yeah.
every unit needs one.
Yeah. Well, it's a unit for your unit.
Every unit has one, dude.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to go fuck yourself.
It's like a greeting, like a gift basket for like when you get a storage unit. They're like, "Oh, welcome to our storage unit.
Here's your complimentary dildo dinner."
Yeah. In the back is your complimentary bag of dildos and porn.
Here you go. This is a white scented Force Flex bag.
I was looking more for the Ram bone.
Well, sir, this is more of the beginner. Oh my god.
You have any eBay stories?
I hate how true that is.
Oh, eBay, dude. Yeah, dude. Somebody left me a fucking negative, okay? And it says, "Thanks, sick figure." So it was a total accident.
Yeah.
And then I contacted eBay. I'm like, "Hey, eBay, read their comment and notice that's a negative. Can you please help me out and delete that?" "Oh, well, we can't delete it." Well, it was obviously an accident.
Yeah.
So I asked for a revision, and it's some old fucking idiot, and they don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. Can you explain to me? It's like, "Oh, fuck it. I'm leaving. I don't care." You know, and then I had somebody fucking like caring out about like a shirt, a $10 shirt being ripped, and they wanted like a bunch of money back. And I'm like, "Bitch, it was $10. A $10 shirt. You're really going to cry?" Like, God damn it. I hate that shit, dude.
Yeah, I had a pretty good one this week because this guy was annoying the shit out of me. He wanted to buy a lot of PS3 games, and he offered me like $50 for like 31 games, and I said no. Jesus. And he sent me this long thing that he was in Russia, and it was a good deal because he has to pay all this stuff to get the games in Russia.
What? It's you,
bro. I responded with Tommy Lee Jones. "I don't care."
Every like house, that. Every hen house, every chick house, every Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Found him. House of pies.
I literally was laying in bed reading it, and I went, "I don't care."
See, that would be, I would read it. I would be like, "Yeah, and you're blocked. I don't need to fucking send you anything."
Yeah.
And do people, like, I hate when they say, like, "Can you lower the shipping? Because it shouldn't be that much." It's like, that's what it is, dude. You live in UK. Can you ship it not through Global? I'm like, "No, I don't want to do work. You want it, you buy it." I'm
yeah, not work. Only that, Global protects us, so no.
Exactly. Yeah, I sent something to, oh god, it's fucking Tierra del Fuego or something, you know, like Argentina, and yeah. I was literally like shitting bricks like for weeks until this thing actually made it there, and it's just like, oh my god, how long did it take? It took 3 months to get there.
Once I get the confirmation that says your eBay global shipment has been shipped from eBay. I go, yeah, it's out of my hands.
Once I get the confirmation that it gets delivered to Kentucky, you got to worry.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's on there because they can want to return it and you're not getting it back, dude. Yeah. For any reason, you're covered, dude.
Yeah, because that's what I talk about. When you get the one that says eBay Global shipping it out, I'm definitely I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I didn't realize I made as much money as I did last year because I did my taxes and I looked it up like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I actually sold some stuff.
I just finished adding up all my receipts for all my expenses, dude. I had like a fucking stack of all my merchandise I bought for like the store. It was just like 51, 38, 35, 42, 56, 80.
I have literally a whole box up here full of receipts.
Oh my God, dude.
Next to your box of dildos.
All my ATM receipts that I just got out for cash for sure. Yeah. I'm like, this is probably going to be like $800. It was $5,000, dude.
Oh, wow.
Well, dude, I was like,
what the fuck?
That was like me when I started adding up my receipts for stuff. I'm like, I probably spent like, I don't know, $5,000 to $8,000 this year. Nope, I spent $14,000 on shit this year.
Oh my God. Wow. I won't tell you how much I spent until we stop recording, but I get you. I have the total, dude. I can tell you.
Are you guys still in buying mode right now?
No.
No.
I'm not in buying mode until the end of March. So I'm gonna...
I'm in the listing mode because I have a lot of shit just
sitting around.
Well, there you go.
I bring up a tote of stuff every day now, and I list like 20 to 25 items.
Yeah, I've been lazy, so.
No. Just listen to random shit, dude. So if you look at my recently listed items, it's all just like random.
All M&Ms.
And I'm saying, no. I still have like 8 fucking crates of M&M shipped. That's in my storage unit. I won't even want to fucking think about that yet. But like, my garage I got to clean that out, dude. And I want to make it a shipping station. So I don't have to bring shit upstairs anymore, dude, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, dude.
Well, do you want me to go into my Weekend Geek?
Yeah, no, we don't give a fuck about your Weekend Geek now. Bye. Have a good night, guys.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All right, go ahead.
So I had an interesting week last week. We didn't get to record. I was doing an interview with Master Daniel Piscina, who was the original Johnny Cage Scorpion, Sub-Zero, and Reptile from Mortal Kombat games.
Yeah, I met him. Like I have his autograph.
I figure at the Comic-Con, right?
No, actually, I met him when I was a kid.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah, because he's right out of Chicago.
After when I was 10.
When I bought the game, I got it.
Really?
Yeah, he did a signing at the place that I bought the game from.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So, yeah, I got him and Shang, the guy who did Shang Tsung.
Yeah, and I guess his brother did Raiden. Yeah. So that's kind of fun. So we had a really good conversation. He was one of the foot soldier ninjas in the Turtles 2 Secret of the Ooze. So I had him on the old Turtles podcast. That was pretty fun. He's a good guy, and you know, we had a pretty fun conversation about some stuff.
Do you ask all your guests, do you like Turtles?
Yes, literally. That's what I lead with.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, no, that's more of this show. So when we ask people that.
We're
visionaries. We like to vision. Look at our vision board.
How much money have you invested in Turtle Futures?
Not quite enough. I spend all my money on NFTs and now I can't eat.
I spent all my money on meth. Wait, what?
Is that less worthy than an NFT at this point?
I spend all my money on hookers.
At least meth
and
has resale value. You know?
Yeah, dude.
Does it? I don't know. Like, does it depreciate if you take it off the lot?
I think it might go bad if you just let it sit.
Dude, the best interview I saw about NFTs was someone explaining it to Keanu Reeves, and he was like, couldn't you just copy it?
Yeah. I said the same thing. and then someone tried to tell me, it's like, no, it's not about that. I'm like,
or have you heard that thing where people buy high-end like collectibles, like $30,000 autograph, whatever, and they sell shares, so you own part of this thing.
Yeah.
It's like, why? Like,
yeah.
Can you touch it? Do they send you a part of it? Can you go in and see it? Like, why? Oh,
that's a timeshare. That's basically a timeshare.
It gets shipped around now. I think they do that so if it like goes to auction, like, oh, I own part of a Michael Jordan rookie card that we bought for $100,000.
It's like a mutual fund, isn't it?
Yeah, we go to auction. It sells for $2 million. Now I've doubled my money.
See, that makes sense. That's pooling your money in, you know, buying something that's an investment and getting a portion of it. That's a tried and true business plan. So I get it.
We should pool our money for turtle futures.
Clearly. So
we should start the turtle fund, Justin.
All right, we'll talk afterwards. But yes.
Human fund.
So I did that.
The only problem is Justin would invest it and he would never sell anything.
No, I would not.
Hey, that's like me, dude. I have like fucking crates and crates of fucking turtles now, dude.
They would be like, so Justin, when are we gonna sell like that original 1988 mold of Donatello? And he's like, never.
Yeah. I did see that rad plastic book is back up for sale, so I'm gonna have to get that.
It might be. Yeah.
I know you guys are not paying attention to Toy Fair like I am, but NECA just like dropped a huge bomb. They're releasing all this awesome stuff, including the Elf figure. Right, Elf, what are you doing? Yes, he comes with a cat on a bun. He's gonna eat it. Nice. Oh man, it looks fantastic. I can't wait for that one. So
I'm like over NECA, dude. Like,
you've been over NECA for like 2 years.
You have been over NECA for 2 years.
Like, I keep kind of going back to it, and it's like now their shit is just like everywhere, and like the mystique and the mysteriousness is gone. Now it's like you can buy it at Target, you can buy it at Walmart.
So you're not getting any of the Universal Monster Ninja Turtles then?
I like them, but like I don't like them enough to buy them, dude. If I do.
I'm pre-ordering all that shit.
If I see them in like 5 years, like at a garage sale for like a decent price, I'll buy them because I know I could probably sell them.
My problem with NECA now is looking at their stuff, the quality's gone down.
Yeah, because the quantity had to go up.
Yeah, like they used to be like so detailed and all that. Now it's just kind of like that doesn't
kind of like what happened with McFarlane figures.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a good example. I picked up the Mondo Gecko, right? And Super 7 made a Mondo Gecko that looked like the old toy. Yeah. And you put them side by side and it's like night and day. You're like, what the fuck is this? The NECA one is like it looks like the cartoon and all that, and it's just not as cool as the Super 7 one. The Super 7 one's fucking amazing.
Like,
you know, it's just such a difference in quality.
I don't like the liberties NECA takes. Like, yeah, it looks kind of like the cartoon, but then they change a few things, like with Muckman. It's like, no, like that original sculpt from the Playmates line is fucking amazing. Just make it more functional and don't make its foot a fucking.
And that's what Super 7 did, because they released the same figure just with like a different face. Yeah, I'm with you on that. The new stuff they're coming out with, though, they have like figures that have never been released and it never ever like these characters. So I'm all in for those.
The NECA line I really like is the Turtles from the movie.
Yeah, they're great. I don't know that I've seen anything as detailed as them.
I want to find the ones I don't have of those. Like, I want to find the Raft and Trench Coat. I want to find the Casey Jones and April and like Billy or whatever the fuck his name is.
I've still got the Danny.
Danny, yeah.
So, I think he's going for like $75 right now. So
$75 weekend.
$75.
$100 weekdays.
Yeah, because you know you got to invest in them turtle futures. So
turtle futures, they're going to pay. We're going to pay off.
You know, pool our money and start investing in turtle futures and selling them.
That's a good point too. Those loot crates should still be coming. I haven't seen. I just saw something that said that they were delayed because of COVID, and I'm like, you guys have to stop using that as an excuse.
You know what? Exactly. You know what? I'm really getting sick of hearing of. Oh, we're short staffed because of COVID. Like when you call anywhere, it's like, no, you just want to use it as an excuse so we don't fucking yell at you. So I'm about fucking done with it, dude.
Yeah, I'm over that too. It's like I get it, and I think that when you go out now, you have an understanding that places don't have as many people working.
And I don't go out to eat anymore 100% because you wait anywhere you go down here.
Yeah.
There's a 45-minute wait any day of the week, dude, just because there's no waiters, no waitresses. There's no restaurant staff, so you're gonna see.
But kids got smart. They're like, I don't have to do this shit,
dude. And that's what you need, dude, because people are just too fucking fat, dude, and eat too much garbage, man. You know, it's just like.
What are you saying about me?
Nothing, dude. About all of us, dude.
I did try. Well, I feel bad now because you said that, and I did try those extreme cool ranch Doritos that had like the flaming hot. Dude, I threw the bag away. I didn't like them that much. They were so awful. I'm like, I looked at Sarah and I'm like, please don't judge me for wasting food. I'm literally throwing this away because I need to get it out of the house.
You bury it outside.
I almost burned it. Just like I have like a butane torch. I almost lit that shit on fire. I'm like, I hate this. It was awful. But I did watch Constantine as we talked about.
Love that.
Really, really cool fucking movie.
I wish they would afford another movie.
Yeah, maybe they will. You know, yeah. Maybe there's still time. You know, I started watching Ted Lasso again. I've got like two episodes left of the second season, and there's this one episode all about Coach Beard, which is literally like watching a little mini movie. It's so fucking awesome.
Yeah, how he's actually like a chess genius and all.
Well, it kind of goes into like his characterizations. Yeah. Like you don't really know much about him and all that. And it's like, man, it is such a good show. I really am enjoying that one.
Yeah, like when he goes to the club and he starts fighting people and shit.
Yeah. I like when he like snuck into the club and all that, and they're in this high end club and he's like totally just like messing around and all that. And I'm like, how the fuck did he pull this off? It was really fun. It's good. He's a good character.
Ted Lasso is a good show. I like it.
I like that one. I've got Licorice Pizza to watch this week. I want to watch that one. That's up for an Academy Award for Best Picture. I don't think it's going to win, you know. But the same director as Boogie Nights and Magnolia. So, you know, we'll see what's there. But I did pick up this one item at a Goodwill that was kind of cool. It is it's a pewter shooting gallery from I think it's the Franklin Mint.
Okay.
It's kind of cool. So I was looking at it looks like the Franklin Mint, but it's two people at a carnival and there's a carny there and there it's a shooting gallery. So it's kind of fun. It weighs like 8 pounds.
And what'd you pay for, like $2.99?
Yeah, $2.99. And it was a half price ticket day.
So did you look it up?
Yeah. It's I've seen a lot of them that are going for anywhere between $75-$69 with box. So if I could flip it, I mean, even like $25, you know, the majority of it's going to be shipping no matter what. So
I'll give you $10.
$10.
Fleeper.
But it's cool. It's I thought it was kind of unique because it's this heavy fucking piece of pewter. And I'm like, I used to see this all the time when I was a kid.
Yeah, back when we used to make quality shit. Now we just
melt it down and make bullets, dude.
Did they make bullets out of pewter?
You probably could.
Yeah, I suppose.
You can make a metal ball and then shoot an old school fucking front loader musket.
Like in The Patriot with Mel Gibson. Yep. He melts his kids' toys down.
With the Mel Gibson, yep.
Mel Gibson?
Mel Gibson. Didn't he just do a new movie?
Mel Gibson's doing a lot of new movies
lately. Yeah. Nude movie.
He's doing that one with Charlie Hunnam.
I didn't watch that. I had that in my watching queue too, and I didn't do that either. But did I tell you guys I watched the newest animated DC The Catwoman, and it was absolute dog shit? Yeah, we talked
about this last week.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But you wanna know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
Lethal Weapon 5.
Yeah, I am too.
Lethal Weapon 6.
Dude. I've been listening to a podcast that's going through all the movies, and they just got to number 4. And I realized, like, I liked 3 a lot, and it's probably not a great movie, but I liked it a lot.
I love all of them.
1 is so good, and then 2 has, like, most of all the things. So, like, 2, like, really holds up. It's a super strong sequel. Then you get to 3, and you're like, all right, I don't know why I like this so much. It definitely... Maybe it's just Renee. What was her name? What was the actress that was in it? Renee Russo.
Renee Russo.
It's like, maybe I just like this because I like Renee Russo so much. But
Joe Pesci makes them all.
And 4 is Chris Rock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Pesci makes the second one for sure. You know.
They fuck you at the drive-thru.
But they made a good point on the podcast I was listening to. They said that it probably would have made more sense if in the third one at the ice rink, if they had killed Joe Pesci's character, that probably would have been way better for the movie theater. But he's the biggest name in the movie at that point. So what are you going
to
do?
But it was great when they took him to the hospital and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They're giving him all the tests and everything. I signed.
What do you mean? What do you mean, guys? What are you doing?
But yeah, no, that's great. But yeah, other than that, Mel Gibson's got Father Stew coming out.
Is that like a Daddy's Home 3?
No, Father Stew. I watched the preview for it. I was watching on like real thing. Mark Wahlberg plays a gay priest. It's a true story, that guy.
Oh, okay. Probably have to pass on that one, dude.
That does not interest me.
Mel Gibson, you know, I think he plays the father. Like, not like the priest father, but like the father I blusted on letting your mom.
He's like, say hello to your God for me.
And like, you know, and Mark
say Wahlberg, hello to the Virgin Mother for me.
Mark Wahlberg's like, hey, I'm a gay priest. I like to suck dick.
Hey, say hello to your dick for me.
Is that what you do? That's really good. What'd you do? I learned to do this just so I can make fun of people.
Actually, no, I take it back. He's not a gay priest. Something,
and you don't even know.
The story is Father Stew was a boxer turned priest who inspired countless people during his journey of self-destruction to redemption.
I am shocked. It's basically the fighter, but he's a priest.
Yeah. He's like, hey, I beat up some Asian people.
Look, I'm writing the check. I'm writing the check right now that this movie's going to cash. There you go.
These posters don't mean shit, Ma. I'm going to be. You don't know what I can be. You don't know what I'm going to be. I'm something you don't even know.
I'm a contender.
I'll watch that shit.
So yeah, you got that. Oh, and Mark Wahlberg's also producing the $6 billion man.
What's that, a John Wick coin?
Yeah,
I prefer that to John Bitcoin.
So Mark Wahlberg is going to be the $6 billion man.
Jesus, dude.
Yeah, no. I mean, hey, yeah, I see it. It's either him or the Rock.
He's like, I'm gonna get weird with it.
No, I think it's just funny that inflation is so bad, we don't even have a $6 million man anymore. We have a $6 billion man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Isn't that Jeff Bezos?
Hey, we tried to rebuild him. $6 billion. We didn't really get much, so we had to put $6 billion into him.
Optimus Prime. What are you doing?
It's 2022, guy. That just bought his eye.
As long as he doesn't do that stupid movie character where he's snapping the elastic on him, then I'm down to pretty much watch anything Wahlberg's in. Because it's either him, like for action movies right now, it's either him, The Rock, or John Cena, you know?
And Keanu.
Yeah, that's true. I'll watch anything that Keanu's in.
Yeah. Say hello to him.
That's it. That's all we got. Like, not even like Stallone, because his stuff has been shit lately. You don't see Jason Statham really hanging around that much, even though he's going to do the Meg 2.
Yeah.
You know, Chris Pratt's out there, right? For, you know, for action stars.
The Meg 2?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I am going to go see that. I don't even give a fuck. I'm going to see that shit. I love the Meg.
It's just going to be about.
You want to talk about a movie that's fun? That was fun.
It's just going to be about a woman who complains.
Meg.
Shut up, Meg.
That'd be so funny. Shut up, Meg.
It's just Peter. Hey.
We need to get that guy who's the real Peter Griffin on our show.
You probably do it.
Oh,
son.
I forgot to add, I did watch Marry Me with Owen Wilson.
Well, that makes one of us.
Oh, honestly, Lopez, and I totally honestly, though, it wasn't that bad.
All right, then.
It wasn't horrible. Wow. I was expecting
surprise right now.
I was kind of expecting like a total dumpster fire. And at the end, I was like, wow, not bad.
Because he's a good fucking actor. That's the whole thing. Like,
I don't know about that.
I didn't know he's from Tejas.
Yeah.
Get off his dick.
That was part of the whole thing with Bottle Rocket.
Yeah. I didn't know he was from Texas. I thought he was a California kid.
No, he's Texas and broke his nose.
I was watching an interview. He broke his nose in college.
Say hello. Well, I think that's it for our episode then. You know,
I like how we just kind of stopped.
Yeah. We just stopped.
We start talking about Owen Wilson and we're done.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm in a car movie.
HQ.com.
Which is weird because I drove here in a car.
Hey, where? They're like, we got this internet movie. You got to kiss Jennifer Lopez. It's like, wow, sign me up.
Well, if you insist. It's like,
wow.
Wow.
Well, So, folks, thank you for
we just stopped talking.
Okay. Listening to episode 104, brought to you by the Dorkening Podcast Network. You can check out our sponsor, Deadly Grounds Coffee, and
Deadly Buttholes Coffee.
Speaking of buttholes, our other sponsor this month is Silk City Hot Sauce. They have some fun stuff to check out. Hot syrup.
Mix hot sauce and coffee, bro.
They called that.
They have hot syrup. So you can make your waffles all spicy.
It's gonna be like
you can mix it. You want to know what happens when you mix Deadly Grounds coffee with the hot sauce?
What
they call that drink? A bleached asshole.
I would drink that. You put some pickle juice in that shit. I'm in.
They call that drink
right before you get. See you on the other side.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be right back with a message from Walter Cronkite.
That's disturbing. How much?
I like it. Is there an actual dinosaur bone in that? I will tell you guys, we did look at rings. Like Sarah was looking at rings for me for when we get married and all that. And there was one made of dinosaur bone. She goes, "Do you want a dinosaur bone ring?" And I'm like, "Stop listening to the fucking show."
Nice, dude. Dude, I honestly can't wait for that movie to come out. I just love that scene. It's terrible. I'll give you $50,000 for it.
Yeah. I love it. All right, and that let's all say bye, and we'll catch you next week.
Well, bye.
Bye.
Are you a fan of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books? Then Epic Tales from the Sewers is a podcast for you. We cover the comic books, video games, movies, cartoons, and anything else turtle-related. We talk about the toys, we talk about the cereal, we talk about all the fun things about turtles that we love so much. So give a listen. You can find us on iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more. Check out Epic Tales from the Sewers, part of the Epic Airways Podcast Network. Give a listen, dudes. Cowabunga is this podcast for you.
Rise and shine, my sinners. When Father Evil starts his day, he gets a little deadly. Deadly Grounds coffee has the richest, smoothest flavor you'll find anywhere. It's sinfully delicious. Once you go deadly, you never go back. Order yours at GetDeadly.com. Coffee's so good, it's scary.
Greetings, Spice fans. Silk City Hot Sauce is now sponsoring the Dorkening Podcast Network. Our craft sauces are made in Vermont in small, high-quality batches using locally sourced, farm-grown ingredients. Silk City Hot Sauce comes in a variety of heat strengths and killer flavors like Jezebel, Erotic Fever, Mango Madness, and Good Morning Jonestown. And don't forget our newest creation, Hot Syrup. Make no mistake, Spice fans, this is the queen of sweet heat. There's new and unique flavors coming out all the time. Best of all, right now, listeners of the Dorkening Podcast Network can go to silkcityhotsauce.com and use coupon code DORK. Not only will you get 20% off your order, we'll also throw in a free bottle of hot sauce. That's silkcityhotsauce.com. Coupon code DORK.